There was that Brahmin from South India. He approached Lord Chaitanya. He was from Andhra Pradesh. Anybody here from Andhra Pradesh? So this Brahmin was from Kurmadesh, 2 hours from Visakhapatnam. And he hosted Lord Chaitanya in his house, fed him and everything. And before, when Lord Chaitanya was there, he said, "You're a sannyasi, you're traveling all over India. I'm a grihastha, I have a house, I have a wife, I have children, I have cows, land, money, properties, position in society. But I'm not feeling happy. So I want to give all this up and go with you. Good idea?" Lord Chaitanya said no. He said, chastised that grihastha. He said, "Don't be a monkey renunciate. People that want to give up because they don't like material life, they're not mature to give up. For some time they may give up because they weren't feeling happy. They won't feel happy also in the tyagi life unless they have developed taste. Then they'll material life will look good again and they'll want to go back. Bhoga tyaga syndrome." He said, "This is like monkey, looks very renounced. Naked, in the forest, eating fruit, but they're not renounced, they're bogies. They have so many wives. So don't be a markata bairagi, don't be a monkey renuncia, don't just show off that I'm very renounced. Rather you remain where you are as a grihastha, but you preach to others about Krishna. You try to deliver your people. In this way, you will live with me and I will live with you. And in the end, we'll be united again. Jani Dako Tariko Krishna Upadesh Amagya Guru Haya Taro Idesh." This is famous sloka came from that discussion. So this is everywhere Lord Chaitanya went, he encouraged people to preach as grihasthas, to spend some time like this, some time organizing a satsang in the house, some time organizing some discussion group, some time just telling, whatever, becoming learned, reading Gita and Bhagavatam, and telling people about it in a proper forum, proper way. And by doing that, then one becomes very dear to Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18 chapter that there is no devotee dearer to me than the one who is explaining Bhagavad Gita to my devotees. This science of Krishna consciousness who explains it, they're the dearmost. So every one of you can become dearmost to Krishna, super dearmost, by learning this science and explaining it to others. And that can be done while you're doing your grihastha duties, while you're doing your student duties. Talking about students, here's a student. It's tougher for the students. The other students don't want to listen, they want to become westernized. It's really tough in the education institutions in India today. You go in people's homes. Most kids don't have Krishna's posters on the wall. Either there's some rock and roll star or a cine star or something. This is how we're training them. So it's very important to create an environment where people gradually develop their God consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya, he would travel throughout India promoting this kind of process 500 years ago, and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he went around the world promoting this in the modern world. So he told the Western people also that I come here to save you from a cat and dog's life. When he arrived in Melbourne, Australia, the Australian journalists told them that, Swamiji, you're coming from a poor country to a rich country. You're coming from India, poor country, you're coming to Australia, we're a rich country. What have you come here to take from us? Nasty thing to say, huh? Very nasty. But they're saying like joking almost, because Australian humor is like that. So, Prabhupada, then he knew how to reciprocate with people, so he gave it back to them. I came here to save you from my cat and dog's life. I didn't come to take anything from you, I came to save you. And they said, well, Swamiji, you mean to tell that we're living a cat and dog's life? And then he systematically explained, what does a cat do? What does a dog do? They eat. They're eating out of a bowl or eating a bone somewhere, you're eating in a restaurant, but eating is same. They're sleeping, they may sleep in a little sand or in some grass or something. You may be sleeping in some bed in 13th floor of your apartment building, but sleeping, same. Eating, sleeping, mating. Okay, then the animals are mating. Maybe on the beach, in the street, anywhere. In the West, it's not much different. Or maybe in a private way. But the mating is going on. And then defense. So animals using claws, fangs, horns. You may be using machine gun, missiles. But defending is same. So this is all your life is for. If this is all you're doing, then what is the difference between you and a cat or a dog life? I've come to teach you that life has a higher purpose, that there's more to life than this, to give you a higher taste for your life. So they were speechless. He got them. Next day they put in the headline, front page, not headline, but front page, that the Swamiji has come to save us from cat and dog life. And subheading, he has come to hound us. And Prabhupada sent that article to me from Melbourne in a personal letter. He cut out the clipping and sent it to me in Mayapur. I said, look at what happened. So, Prabhupada is like that, going around the world encouraging people to take their spiritual life seriously. Most people, they don't take it serious. This is the biggest failing in the modern world. We have so much education, so much medicine, science, military development, communication, internet. What are people doing on internet? Pornography. Today some spam, they sent me one my email. You can get a special program to erase all the traces of where you went. So when you go home Friday, they won't know what you were watching during the week. So we may have all these developments, so what people are doing there, just like the vulture flies very high, but the consciousness is down looking for the dead bodies. There's no use of high flyer and low thinker. We want a simple living, high thinking. Or even you have moderate living, high thinking, but we need the high thinking. Because we're not thinking high, therefore the world is facing all these difficulties. So there's a really big need for all of you to take up Krishna consciousness seriously and try to save your people, save your friends, your family members, anyone you can. And first and foremost, save yourselves. Be very happy in Krishna consciousness and make others happy. Simple formula. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is there any questions? Questions?